He witnessed what many are calling a massacre and then was left for days amidst the dead bodies of his mother and four brothers. The horror 16-year-old Ahmed Samouni has seen was hard for him to put into words, but the effects are written all over his face.
It was the third missile I remember. The other ones had killed my elder brother and injured people. They kept bleeding. But the third missile, that killed them all. My brother was bleeding so much, and right in front of my eyes, he died. My other brother, Ismail, he also bled to death. And my mother and my youngest brother, they are gone. Four brothers and my mother, dead. May God give them peace.
These are the scenes from last Wednesday when paramedics brought back the dead and injured from the Samouni and other houses nearby after they had spent 4 days trapped in a house. According to their accounts, partly corroborated with the Red Cross and the United Nations, Israeli soldiers raided their homes and then huddled the extended family together into one house. They then shelled and dropped missiles on and around the house. 30 members of the Samouni family were killed. We tracked down the ambulance driver who rescued Ahmed. The Red Cross were denied access by the Israeli army to the area for 4 days.
On the day we got permission, the army told us to leave the ambulances around 2 kilometers from the house. So we walked, and all around us we could see they had bulldozed the area. The houses we passed had Israeli soldiers standing on the roofs. We went inside and heard screams coming from one room. There were about 15 people inside. Two were dead, and the rest were sitting around them. That was just one room.
Muhammad took us to see Ahmed's cousins, who he also rescued that day from the Samouni house. 6-year-old Abdullah was trapped inside the same house as Ahmed, surrounded by his dead cousins and uncles. Terrified and distraught, he could hardly speak to us. There was no food or water, he told me. We only have tomatoes. What happened to your family? I asked. They were in front of me, dead, and I was just looking at them, he said. Abdullah's father, Wa'il, escaped on the first day of the Israeli raid. For 4 days, he thought his son was dead.
I don't know what to do. I still don't. Look at him. He's so ill. They're all terrified. He cries all the time. His shoulder is hurt and it has infection, but he can't stand the smell. He cries when he looks and smells his wounds. And his leg, look, I want to take him out of Gaza for treatment and I want to be able to go back to the house and get the rest of my family so that I can bury them.
We tried to get to the family's house, but it wasn't safe.
Okay, so this is really the closest we can get to the Samouni house. It's about 1 kilometer that way in an area called Zaytoun, but it's really not safe to go there. In fact, paramedics, journalists, and humanitarians can't get to that area without special permission from the Israeli army. Now, Zaytoun, the neighborhood where the Samouni household is just one neighborhood where Israeli ground troops are operating. And according to the Red Cross, there are many more houses in different neighborhoods which could potentially have injured and dead people still inside.
Ra'id also took part in the rescue effort last Wednesday. He says he could smell dead bodies and blood in the area.
We saw people lying dead on the streets, more than nine along the way before we got to the houses. We only went into five homes. There are other homes in the area, and I'm sure there are more dead in these houses. But the Israeli army stopped us from going any further.
The United Nations says the Samouni family's story appears to have all the elements of war crimes. The Israeli army told Al Jazeera they have no documentation of this event. Humanitarian organizations have asked for an investigation. But while these processes get underway, Israel is denying access to the areas worst affected by its ongoing war. Aid workers here fear Abdullah and Ahmed's stories may well be just the beginning of what Israel has done and continues to do to the innocent here. Shireen Tadros, Al Jazeera, Gaza.